Sometimes, you know, we learn the most beautiful lessons, and I actually enjoy learning lessons like this in the Lord, because if you don't make it an enjoyment, you make it a chore and you make it a struggle. So, and you'll find yourself pushing up against something, and that something is usually Him. Right now, I'm really dearly wanting to get on with a series on the book of Hebrews, but I can't get started. I've got all this stuff ready to go, but there just isn't the impetus to sit down and do whatever I need to do. And this morning I'm apologising to the Lord for hanging about, and He said, "This isn't you, this is me." He was teaching me that without Him, I can do absolutely nothing. Nothing. So I know that when the impetus comes to speak and to write on the book of Hebrews, the unction that is going to be on it, the anointing that is going to be on it, is going to be far superior to anything that I could dream up. Because I can't do it. I'm not out of timing. I'm not wasting time. I'm in God's waiting room, waiting for the unction, for the function, as we used to say in the old Pentecostal church. Are you waiting today for the unction, for the function? If you are, wait on till it comes. Because believe me, beloved, in these days, without Him, you can do absolutely nothing of lasting effect or importance. It will have no value. God bless you as you enjoy this thought.